The Scion of Omaha, widely regarded as the best investor in the world, made a bet 10 years ago against an entire segment in his own industry, hedge funds and the people that manage them. In 2005, in his annual letter to Berkshire Hathaway shareholders, Buffett advised that an average investor would make more money placing their funds in a readily available index fund than a group of hedge funds, which he indicated have historically underperformed. To prove the contention, Buffett offered a wager. $500,000 to charity on behalf of the challenger if he was proven wrong. It took 2 years, but co-manager Ted Sadis of Protege Partners matched the purse, picking five funds to go up against Warren Buffett's S&P Vanguard Fund. The $1 million purse was placed in a trust for 10 years, accruing interest during that time as Buffett and Sadis waited. 2.4% was the annual average actualized return Sadis picks would have earned an investor, outpacing interest earned at a bank and the rate of inflation. The S&P fund returned an average of 8.5% annually over the same period of time, which allowed Buffett to claim victory, publicly validate his contention, and open my eyes. Buffett, when asked about it, advised that hedge funds far outperformed the index fund during the financial crisis, but due to annual fees charged by the hedge fund managers that amounted to 2.5% of invested assets per year, many of the compounded benefits of the hedge fund earnings were dramatically reduced. Performance comes, performance goes, Buffett says. Fees never falter. It is with this realization and explanation that Listen In Publishing presents Fees Always Wins, my personal journey of investment education and reclamation of my 401k that grows in the good times, shrinks in the bad, but always loses money to management fees. I produce this show as a public journal and resource for anyone else that feels like they don't know enough, but know they don't have enough to retire. Save the show in your podcatcher, comment on the show page. I am Chris Wooden, a 34-year-old husband, father of one, and I want you to win as much as I want to. I plan on bringing on a co-host, regular guests, and curating weekly topics to engage an audience. This has been episode 1.